This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here we go. This is a good text. Monday.
Wait, I got it, Ben.
Monday, I expect one of two things. No in between. This is a texter. A holy bleep moment of that's what we're supposed to look like.
Yeah,
Mixon is back. Offense looks crisp. Or
Danielle Hunter has like 3.5 sacks.
Yes. Or holy bleep, another good opponent, and we got smoked. They're in trouble. One or the other.
Obviously, that one would really hurt because it would be the Vikings and then the Bills. And
you're clearly on a different tier than those teams.
My biggest concern is this, that the Texans, though they've played well defensively, they're fifth in the league right now, fifth best in terms of yards allowed per play, mm-hmm. which is one of those ones. It's a nice, simple stat that actually tells a lot more than you might think or realize. It's not advanced stats or anything, but they've, for the most part, they've played good defense. They've had some letdowns in the red zone, but they've also had to cover, they've had to defend a lot of short fields at mm-hmm. times because of mistakes by the Texans.
Yes.
So I think that the biggest issue and question I have is some of these blown coverages or when guys get beat downfield. The Bills, as good as they've looked, haven't really necessarily been as explosive downfield as they'd probably like. They're spreading the ball laterally a lot. So I think it's an opportunity for the Texans defense to come up with some turnovers if they can start jumping routes. But they got to be dialed in and not, like last week, if Josh Allen were the quarterback, I think almost everybody said this after the game,
mm-hmm.
if Josh Allen were the quarterback, the Texans would have lost that game.
Agreed.
There were wide open receivers that Trevor Lawrence couldn't be bothered to throw anywhere within the vicinity of.
You know the scary thing about those wide open receivers you're talking about in the Colts game and the Jags game, now that we're kind of hashing it out and just thinking about it, is the two receivers who were beating Texans on those routes, both rookies, both very well-acclaimed rookies.
Yeah.
It was A.D. Mitchell with the Colts, and it was Brian Thomas Jr. with the Jags. Two guys that the Texans are going to have to deal with for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so let's just be on our P's and Q's.
Yep, let's shore it up.
Keon Coleman. I'm excited to see him. I asked somebody from Buffalo, like, is his personality kind of... He's very endearing.
Yeah.
He's
getting two catches a game. Yeah.
Right. Like, has it held up? And
what'd they say?
The one, Mike Catalana, who's out of Rochester, said mm-hmm. that actually once he got into training camp in the season, he's just been, like, zeroed in and super focused, dude.
Yeah.
You don't even see all that funny rookie personality mm-hmm. out of him. He's got a personality that reminds you a little of Jacoby Jones. Where you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's so delightful.
He's hysterical.
But sometimes that delightful personality isn't always dialed in, you know? Apparently not.
Very soon. I think both from Louisiana, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Something about enjoying life when you're from Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little zest.
It's how you're brought up and raised to enjoy life.
No doubt. No doubt. Here was C.J. Stroud earlier this week. He was asked about the team's approach prepping for what is, up to this point, their most dominant looking, they're the best opponent that they've played so far.
You know the answer to that. It's no, I think every team in the NFL is good, so I don't really look at the Bills like, oh, they're this. No, don't get me wrong. They are a great football team. Like, they have done what they've done for a very good reason. Like, Josh, I can go on and on about the Bills. Trust me, they are amazing. But once again, you know, we're football players too. We're dogs just like they are, you know, so it's going to be a great matchup. I feel I definitely got a lot of respect for them. Great defense. McDermott has a great philosophy on how he calls plays. And, you know, they're playing really well together. And then their offense, of course, they're going to score points. Josh Allen is definitely a top premier quarterback in his league. And I'm a big fan of his. Watch his game a lot. So, you know, just a ton of respect for them. But, you know, I don't look at it as like up or down. You know exactly what I would say. So, yeah. Sorry. Not trying to sound arrogant.
We got you. You've been with us for a year and a half now.
They're
CJ.
Basically saying, yeah,
we got like, you.
We ain't scared of nobody, no how.
That's right. Some bad news for the Texans. Not unexpected.
Oh no,
Joe Mixon's not going to play on Sunday. This is from Ian Rappaport. Ian Rappaport tweets: Texans running back Joe Mixon, who missed both practices thus far this week, is not expected to play Sunday. That means the duo of Cam Akers and Daria Gumbawale, once again, we just written off Damian Pierce at this point, I guess, until otherwise told. But Cam Akers and Daria Gumbawale.
What I do like about this is that the Bills, kind of like the Jaguars, don't blitz a whole lot. And I feel okay about the offensive line just handling business on their own versus a four-man rush. There's still some weaknesses at times, but what it does allow you to do is do what I think people want the CJ to do, is, okay, let CJ cook. That final drive, they emptied the backfield out at times. Like, they don't have to go extreme spread or anything, but maybe a little bit more of a wide-open offense. But then also with a guy like a Gumbawale, that does create opportunities in the run game just because there's more space for him to go hit the hole and get 4 yards. I don't need a Gumbawale to have a bunch of highlight reel plays or anything, but if he's going to get time, just move. Don't even move the sticks. Just move the line of scrimmage up 4 yards at a chunk, and that can make a big difference in how this offense operates.
I think I know the answer to this already, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Because Tank Dell, it sounds like he's going to be back this week. If you had to pick one that you could have brought back, either Tank Dell or Joe Mixon, who would it have been?
It'd be Joe Mixon.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just, I mean, he covers up so many blemishes and sins and all of those
Tank's
things.
A nice consolation prize, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like the fact that now you get to attack it and you got all three of the wide receivers out there.
Yeah, and I think too, if you're able to get, because you don't have to keep your tight ends in theory, you don't have to keep your tight ends and running backs in to block as much versus the Bills just because of the way they operate, then you can start developing some of that underneath and quick game more and some of the screens, perhaps, all of those.
Yep.
So maybe we see a little bit more of a wide open offense.
Yep. As far as defensively for the Texans, containing Josh Allen is big and keeping him in the pocket. He really hurts you when he gets on the move, either running the football or his ability to throw accurately on the run. Here's D'Amico Ryans earlier this week on Josh Allen.
Even last week, like the play to get them back into the game, it was him scrambling and he launches one over the defense's head and they're back in it and they have a chance. So he always has that explosive ability to him. And then Josh is a really big player, 6'5", big, tough runner. So when they do have the quarterback design runs, whether it's sneak or the zone read plays, like, he's able to fall forward for yards because he's such a physical player. So, really tough matchup. Really respect, you know, what he's done in this league, how he's grown as a quarterback, and how he's, you know, led that team and kept them, you know, as a successful team every time they step on the field.
I got a lot of respect for Josh Allen. Like, he came into the league, and he was, I mean, there were two quarterbacks taken ahead of him in his own draft, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, and he came into the league, and there were a lot of people. They were very critical of the Bills moving up to get him because of his accuracy issues coming out of Wyoming. He's become a really, I mean, he's not pinpoint, he's not CJ or Mahomes or anything like that in terms of being pinpoint accurate, but he can make really difficult throws accurately, and he's he's a totally different guy than the guy that came into the league.
Yeah, you know? He's become the real dude.
Yeah,
this year especially, he's been operating and like he's taken that next step to distributing the ball evenly across different people.
Yeah.
Now, this is the difference, and this is where they've been better than the Texans. Their two really impressive victories were against bad teams. So they did what good teams should do versus bad teams. They beat them into the turf.
Yeah.
That's where the Texans have struggled. So at the same time, though, I think some of it that gave the impression of this Bills team being an unstoppable force was a little bit premature.
A little fugazi.
Like obviously, that Ravens game told a different story.
Yeah.
So I think they're still a very good football team, and lots of great teams take one on the chin early in the season,
mm-hmm.
or even late in the season. So it's just that it was probably nice to see that because it's whether the players need this or not, but as a fan,
yeah.
I feel more like, oh, okay, they bleed. They're human.
Right,
It's not unstoppable.
Right. When Ivan Drago, Rocky finally sliced his face open with a punch.
Yeah.
Like, aha, the Russian is cut.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are the Russian in this
I don't care what kind of chemicals you've been pumping into your veins with your Soviet doctors, your Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
Whatever you're smuggling across the border from Canada
there. Yeah. Take that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Protecting C.J. Stroud will be big. Interior of the offensive line has to forget about running the football. They need to run the football, obviously. I think the matchup on defense I'm most concerned with, the matchup for the Texans offense versus the Bills defense, is Ed Oliver lined up over whoever he lines up over on the interior of that of the interior of the Texans offensive line.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. Ed Oliver's
and
really
Kenyon
good.
Kenyon Green has had some rough snaps. I think he's. I still feel good about Kenyon Green, and that's what I'm trying to remember. It's really hard when you're a fan. I've found, but like guys do get better over the course of a season. Particularly where you're saying, okay, where does this team, how do they need to get to that next step or that next level? I think Kamari Lassiter has played great by rookie standards, but he's got to clean a few things up. Offensively, I think Cade Stover has potential, and he's shown improvement as a blocker, but he's still got to clean some things up.
Mm-hmm.
Kenyon Green's the big X factor of, all right, can he really develop into a guy that you really trust out there and that you can, you don't have to help him out necessarily. In the run game, the entire offensive line, just working on that coordination and timing, all of that, it can get better. But we're just, we're getting on a tighter and tighter timeline.
Yeah.
And this week, you're going against a softer run defense. I don't want to call the Bills a bad run defense because it's almost by design. They're bend but don't break. But they're, like you saw in the Ravens game last week, they're a bad run defense versus Derrick Henry.
Yep.
So I really wanted to see Joe Mixon.
I did too.
But I'd also like to see, you know what, if they win this game without Joe Mixon and maybe Joe Mixon comes back for the rest of the season, then I'll feel that much better about this victory with no Joe Mixon if they can pull it off.
I'm confident if they block it well, that Cam Akers can get the requisite amount of yards all these plays are meant to get when they're blocked.
Well, and even though Gumbawale, too, is just, he doesn't have to be lights out. I think the one thing Gumbawale understands is, like, what you try to tell all the running backs is, like, get 3 yards. Yeah. Everything after that is the bonus.
It's reliable.
Break it or whatever, but don't be trying to run a masterpiece of a run every single time. And we'll see. It's a big week for Bobby Slowick.
I'm going to put the over-under at Diggs receptions. I'm going to put it at 6.5.
He's been targeted. He was targeted a lot in the Vikings game.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that they, and it's not artificial or anything. They're he's going to create some opportunities.
Yep.
6.5 is probably good.
6.5. I'm looking up to see what they have it as on prize.
Somebody
picks.
Called me the Will Levis of sports radio because I take all these hits, these hits that I don't need to take.
Unnecessary
hits that are my own fault. My God, you're right. I've taken 4 legitimate shots to the head in the last 7 days.
It's true. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty impressed with myself that I don't think I've been concussed in any of them. I haven't shown any signs as diagnosed by myself or you.
The total. No, you've had a good show. I told you this during the break.
I hit my head on concrete 3 times last night.
And you sounded amazing. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my rib is broken.
The total for Diggs is 5. The total on Prize Picks is 5 receptions.
Mm-hmm.
I think he goes over that.
Yeah, I'd say over, too.
Total's 57.5 yards. I go over that, too.
He's got 35 targets so far in 4 games. So, I mean, that's
8 targets is what he's forecasted for on Prize Picks.
Yeah, so that's not, I would definitely go over 5.5.
Yeah, man. I think I'm looking forward to it, man. I need this Diggs drama to get amped up a little bit. I feel like the first catch or the first big hit, a little trash talk. Finally, here it is. That's when we'll finally get that. John Lopez, Reggie Atatula are here. What's up, gentlemen?
What's happening, man?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to see if Seth's eyes are dilated.
He's
I've been
fine.
Staring at him.
It's good.
Don't worry. I've got a dentist appointment. Okay. No, they're medical professional enough.
Yeah.
Are you getting anything painful done at the dentist?
No, they're just taking a temporary crown off and putting a new one on.
Okay,
they're
nice.
On a dead tooth, so it's not a big deal. I think back in the day I would have just had it pulled, but
today's not that day.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this game? I'm pretty amped up for this thing, man.
I'm feeling pretty good about it, but I'm with Seth. I feel like I think they're going to do okay in the run game. Was that you that said that?
Yeah, I think if it's blocked well, Cam Akers will get some yards.
Big if.
Huge if.
Big if.
No, huge if.
Big
no
if.
Question. Yeah. 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 How you feeling, Reginald Atatula?
Cautiously optimistic is the way that I'll describe it. Because there are opportunities for them to remedy some things. But I'm not going to be the one that is assuming that those things will get done.
I can't pick them. Yeah. I cannot pick them this week. I can't, like, 4 games of this, 3 games of all the penalties, 4 games of just coming in afterwards being like, all right, cool win.
But what was that?
This is why it's important right now. This is a pivotal game in that it's very clear that they're not playing up to expectations or their own standards. They've got all these penalties. They've got too many missed assignments and run games. Defense at times, just too many mental errors, but they've played solidly enough. I think that what I worry about is that this team does put a lot of pressure on themselves, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But that can turn into a bad thing when you're pressing, frustrated, mm-hmm. and then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're making more mistakes because you're pressing so hard.
Yeah.
So
play.
It's good that these guys are tough on themselves, but just go out and let it hang out, play clean football, and get a victory versus a very good football team.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.